Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 101. Last time we talked about positivity and negativity. Today we are going to just be talking about setting yourself up for the new year. And this is one of the best ways. We touched on it before, New Year's resolutions and everything. But going into it, getting that start, what are some of the things? Reflect on what went amazing this year. So the new year, I'm calling today's the new year, New Year's reflection, because we're going to reflect on what worked. So the New Year's reflection. Last time we did the positivity and growth. Today is the New Year's reflection. So New Year's reflection, look back at what went amazing for you this last year. What are some of those things that made you really, really happy? What were some of the best things you've achieved? What are those things that we want to surround ourselves and grow and keep putting energy into? What was one of the new things you started last year that you loved and made you feel way better about yourself? Ask yourself these questions. Then, as always, look at, and don't get negative with it, is look at what area did maybe something not go completely, but then you grew from it and moved forward. So it didn't go completely right, but then you grew through it and became way more positive. And you can learn from these things. Now, the last thing, the third thing of it is, as you're looking at the first two, what went amazing, the positivity from it, all that, and then maybe the look at those, write them down, and look at exactly what energy you put into them. Why were they successful? Now look at the situations that didn't go 100% right. What went wrong in them? Could you maybe adapt or do something? Could you maybe have done something better now that you've learned? Not beating yourself up, but ask yourself, did you maybe do something wrong that now you knew way better, or maybe something out of your control, or energy-wise, maybe it just wasn't a good fit. Ask yourself these things, look at them, do not beat yourself up over it, not every situation. Learn from them, take this into the new year, and think of exactly how you are going to go into situations and try to make your best, and if something doesn't go 100% right, how you can learn from it and move forward. Now, the last one is going to be the focus of today, is the reflection. How much time did you waste on things and it was negative and you wasted energy on it and it beat yourself up? Asking yourself this is not to take you negative, but it's a teaching point. So in your New Year's reflection here, what was the things that you put energy into, you didn't go right, but then you beat yourself up over time, or your brain. We went to certain areas rather than focused on what we could do. It's in our control. We let other things affect it. Other things basically derail you in energy times, and you wasted all this energy so that you didn't get to enjoy or do things. One of the best ways to connect these things is look at this, realize why your brain went there, and now start connecting and disconnecting. So connecting positive things to situations and disconnecting the negativity where your brain goes somewhere, because you will not be as successful if your brain, you are allowing it to go to situations where it's negative and taking you out of your current one. I have noticed that myself and everybody else, when we're in a situation, if we can stay, keep positive, attach positivity to it and not negative things. A lot of the time when you're in a situation, you allow negative thoughts or negative things to creep into even positives, and it can change it. So understanding how you can affect this going forward. So worrying about it is not going to do any good. Also detaching going forward. So say, for instance, in a certain situation, you worry about something. No more. We've wasted enough time doing that. Now you are going to focus on exactly what you can control, and that is going forward and the future. When you worry about things that happened in the past or negativity, it's going to take you to a situation. It'll take you back there. We don't want that. We want to stay positive. We want to keep moving forward. And one of my favorite ways to do all of that is look at exactly all the amazing things, attach positivity to these moments. And when you're going through it, just remember that you can only control going forward and right now. We can't worry about things that did not go right before. I have found that in my past, when you allow the negativity to creep in, it then affects you, and it takes 1 minute, 2, 3, an hour, a day, a week, a month, and before you know it, it derails you completely. So your New Year's reflection is focusing on moving forward and not allowing that. So in summary, look at all the amazing moments. You're going to write those down, why they went amazing. Now look at the moments. The second thing was to look at moments that didn't go completely right, but you put a lot of energy into them. Another positive thing. Look at all the positives out of those. Now, the negative ones, how are you going to flip going forward when something doesn't go right into a positive. We are going to learn from it and move forward and not beat ourselves up. Take the lesson, learn it, grow from it. That is your goal going forward, and that is the challenge for you today, is focusing mostly on this third one, because this is the thing that derails most people. You are not going to allow things to affect you anymore. Looking back at these three different things, you can look at all the positives and growth and how you can tackle any situation going forward. Remember that. Take these things and make sure that you can focus on every single positive thing, because there's so many, and taking this into the new year. So your new year's reflection is growing from last year so that we can become all we can be in the next year. As always, the challenges you will go through, but remember these things, always push yourself forward. And a good reflection is going back to the last podcast as well. It goes very well with this one, the positive tree. Focus on that, grow that tree. We want positivity and we don't want to feed negativity. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.